Now we are up to speed and welcoming our first musical act. It's North Country Fair.
Hello.
And so four gals. I'm going to introduce the room from lookers left and moving left to right on your radio dial. We've got Brenda Benson with the pedal steel guitar.
Pedal to the metal, Benson.
Yay. Georgine Dobbington.
Very good.
On the shaker.
Yeah.
And Maria Nicolay with a little mandolinish thing. Is that a... It almost reminds me of a fiddle, but it's a mandolin.
It's strung just like a fiddle with four extra strings.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Shows what I know. And Michelle Miller.
Hello.
The matriarch?
The matriarch.
Because I knew you were in this band. It's kind of like Michelle Miller's band.
No. This is Girl Power Band, and we're all the band.
Excellent.
Well, we're all matriarchs.
I just found, I don't know, I'm thinking, I know you heard the morning show, Georgine, where I was just like struggling for the lineup.
Oh, yeah.
But
it
was, we all knew Michelle Miller was in the band.
Yes.
But now we're happy to know that it's Maria Nicolay, Georgine Dobbington, and Brenda Pedal to the Metal
Benson. So how long have you been playing together? I mean, this is kind of a new lineup, right?
Very new.
Have you rehearsed?
Yeah. This band, this particular band is
twice.
New.
Yeah.
But the four of us have actually been playing together for...
Oh. Long time, 20,
15, 20 years,
20 years
since Maria was little.
Oh,
we've been
okay,
playing as a worship band in church.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how we judge the passage of time is when I was little.
She was this big.
Yeah. Now you're taller than everyone else.
Exactly. A few years must have gone by, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You know, I'm certainly I don't have expectations. Like, I always love what would be new to me band, and so I just have no idea how you're going to sound. I'm very excited for this.
Awesome.
Well,
good. We're glad to be here.
I like the tune-up. Well, why don't I shut up and let's listen to them play?
Yeah, let's get to it.
We're going to start with a Kate Rusby tune. It's called High on a Hill.
High on a hill, there's a sweet bird calling. All good together, are you in or are you out? Sings of a time when the sky was falling. Round, round, round.
We need the applause machine. We need the applause machine.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I knew it was going to be pretty.
Yeah.
I knew that much. It's very beautiful. Sound gals, you have been at it for a while. Yeah. Harmonies. And
yeah, I like the harmonies. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Very much.
Thank you.
And Georgina, you've got that really nice low tone
really,
in there.
In the basement.
Yeah, that's nice. There. I yeah, really thanks. Like that.
Thank you.
So not your first radio appearance, though, right? You gals have been on for Pledge Drive?
We did the Pledge Drive, which was just a blast. That was
very
fun.
Much fun. Yeah.
Excellent. And do you play out often? Do you get together like this?
We have played Cascade and the Tavern, and we're hoping to play some gigs this summer, so... Not too many. We'd like to just keep it. I mean, we just don't want to kill ourselves, but we'd like to play once or twice a month. So, yeah, I think we'll get that lined up, which will be fun.
Yeah. She's busy. You know, she sings with Jim all the time at different venues throughout the area. So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's
She's
Munchkins.
Busy.
There's still Munchkins
yeah.
at home.
Mm-hmm. Side, yeah. Oh, that.
Side projects.
Yeah. Wow. Right.
The those, side those projects. Kids.
Yeah, just free range them. What the heck?
Well, and there was talk of, Georgine, you're going to have to practice your guitar to replace...
Yes, I am, to maybe fill in when Maria leaves us and goes right. to Ireland.
Goes to Ireland.
Yeah.
I told her to take 15,000 men to replace her.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So will you take your mandolin with you?
It's
well,
mine.
Well, this one's mine.
Oh,
mom.
It's yours. Oh, jeez.
I do have a mandolin, but...
Then you've been there before, is that right?
That's right, yep. Yeah. I was living there for 2 years, and I just came back this last January.
Yeah.
So going back for a short visit, well, about a month and a few days,
mm-hmm.
To visit some peoples and friends and boyfriend. So
boyfriend.
Yeah, boyfriend. Who's so arriving this, tonight.
Because, yeah, we're going to archive this. He's in the air right now, flying to Minnesota.
Yeah, he's currently on his way here. So I'm just trying not to think about it too much, because if I think about it too much, I'm not going to play any of these songs, right? So I'm just like,
Never mind. But let's just, going back, is it true that people just kind of show up and play in pubs and and very informally and
there's kind of a culture of music sessions, and you can just walk in with an instrument and join, and they've got like traditional Irish music sessions, but then they've also just got kind of like American folk sessions as well, which I've walked in on a couple times, and it's just great. They play all sorts of music together, but there's always this kind of welcoming atmosphere of come on in and join in.
Nice. That's great.
But they don't start till 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, geez.
In the pub.
That's
I know.
Early. 10 o'clock is early for...
Really late for us. Michelle and I were over there with visiting Maria last year, right around this time.
Yeah, in May.
In May. And, one of the goals was to go to the pubs and hear all this wonderful Irish music. But we were so tired by the end of the day. I think we made it to one.
Naps. Naps.
Naps are good.
I'm a real aficionado of naps. I wanted one today, but didn't get
smart,
it in.
Smart plan.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. North Country Fair live at the Roadhouse, and time for some more beautiful music.
Okay. Awesome. We're going to do an old traditional tune called Cuckoo Bird.
Gonna build me a log cabin on a mountain so high, so I can see my Willie as he goes walking by. She's a pretty bird, though she wobbles as she flies. She'll never say cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Well, I play cards in old England, and I gamble or in Spain, and I'll bet you $10 that I'll beat you. She's a pretty bird, though she wobbles as she flies. She'll never say cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Mm-hmm. since the day that time began. Hey, man's love for his woman and his sweet love for her man. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, though she wobbles as she flies. She'll never say cuckoo till the fourth day.
That felt like a race.
Yeah, I like. I like how those things build. I love that kind of stuff.
Cuckoo.
Building, building, building.
The cuckoo. Well, you know, we might as well get this over with because this pedal steel guitar we got to talk about.
Yeah,
right. Should we?
Yeah, and I was standing up watching. So yeah.
So Brenda Benson's got one of the few.
I'll tell you, I am the quiet one in this group. So
yeah. Oh well, this will just be a short. Explanation of what is a pedal steel guitar? How does it work?
A pedal steel is, this is a 3x5. I have 3 pedals and 5 knee levers. And those pedals or levers will change the pitch of a string. And so it's easy to move from one chord to another because all that I have to do is use a couple pedals and ta-da, I've got a different chord.
Easy, she says.
Yeah,
it's the hardest instrument to play, and she makes it look easy.
Yeah, 3 pedals, 5 knee things.
Right, 5 knee
and
levers.
It's easy to play. So, plus, you're strumming or you're plucking.
I'm plucking.
I noticed that you pluck, and then you have like a slide. I'm thinking slide guitar. Mm-hmm. And then, but you pluck very infrequently, and you still get tons of music out of that thing without having to pluck much.
Because a lot of what I'm doing is underneath this guitar. My foot is working, you know, my knees are working the levers, and so I'm changing, I'm making music with not just my picks or my bar.
Yeah.
And that's kind of an odd concept.
Yeah. Do you have to, when you were learning, did you hold your tongue out of your mouth a lot, you know?
I don't know. You have to ask my husband that.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a gorgeous instrument. It is electronic, I take it? Like it is. Amplified and
it is.
Resonating.
And a really cool amplifier, by the way, with the, the tweed and,
Tom was tube already amp checking out my amp already. And,
yeah. And effects pedal and
some reverb pedal, which I just love. That adds to the kind of the mysterious sound of it. When I first got this, I had another amp that a lot of the classic country music players use, and I like this one a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a tube amp, and it's a Clark, and I really like it. It's much warmer tone, much softer tone. It's not quite as twangy, and.
Well, thanks so much for bringing it in.
We always say that Brenda Steele puts the heart into our songs because it's just got that soul feel, you know, that just makes your heart want to cry. So.
Yeah, it's a big sound and a warm sound.
Mm-hmm.
And not too many around. I had heard maybe one of a couple in the county.
There's a couple other guys in the area. I just feel so privileged to be able to have this. I will say that my dad gave me this as a gift.
Wow.
About 5 years ago, when I turned 50, I got my steel guitar. And for many, many years before that, I was a musician wannabe. I tried learning how to play guitar on my 6-string guitar, and it just wasn't coming to me. You can, you know, ask Michelle about that. I'm sure she remembers many days of me just trying to figure out, what's that rhythm thing? How do you do rhythm? I just don't get it. But it's something that makes sense to me. And
had you played it before? In a, you know, borrow someone's experience? Or was it new to you when you got it? Like 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years ago when I got this, literally it was maybe about 6 months before that, I sat down at a guy's steel guitar and I said, okay, all that I've heard about this is that it's a complicated instrument. Can you simplify this so that if I want to just play some easy music with somebody? And he said, yeah, okay. He told me what strings to play. He told me what pedals to use. And it... really was not that difficult.
Nice.
And that was the first time I had sat down at one. Before that, I had never really heard much of the steel in music until my dad brought it to my attention. And so it was really a big part of my dad.
Well, that's beautiful. It's cool. Great. It's great you found your calling.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So, Georgine, did your dad give you the shaker?
No, actually, he gave me a beautiful Gibson guitar.
Oh, nice.
When I was in junior high school, I have it to this day. It got a hole on the top of it, and Dave Seaton
fixed it
for me.
Yeah.
So it sounds beautiful, and yes, I have to bring it on board here, don't I, Michelle?
You do.
I am practicing, so it'll...
Good.
Yeah, yeah. It'll happen.
Well, we going to listen to more music?
Do another
or?
One? Sure.
I think so.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
We'd love to.
North Country Fair.
Yeah, this is another Kate Rusby tune, and it's called Bring Me a Boat.
this case, Maria, it's not a boat. It's a plane.
A plane.
He's a plane.
And he's on his way.
He's on a big plane.
So fun.
Very nice. Nice. You're so play so sympathetically with each other. I think you really give each other space to shine, and aww, it's very nice.
Thank you, Tom.
We love each other.
We do. Yeah. We do.
We're kind of fond of each other.
That's how it sounds. North Country Fair here on the Roadhouse. The quartet of Brenda Benson with the pedal steel guitar, Georgine Dobbinton on the shaker and vocals, Maria Nicolay with the mandolin vocals, and Michelle Miller, guitar and vocals. So bound to be beautiful with such great instruments and great voices and experience, too. Gail's been playing for a while.
Quite a while.
Certainly shines through in the music. And extra special show tonight just for the Roadhouse, right? You're not headed off to the...
Nope.
Wherever the next
to the airport
gig is.
And the airport, Thunder Bay. But
Ann Possis, who's been, she's in on vacation right now, but she's been calling again and again and again and again. And we finally found a date that lined up for all of us. So, this just worked out.
Yeah.
Great.
You could have us tonight. And
with Tom Christensen in the guest co-host seat. So it's just
that's awesome. I've known Tom for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys were like introduced.
Well, we were neighbors. We were neighbors at work. Yep. Yeah, my shop was next to Arrowhead.
About 15 years I was there. So
yeah. I built the place in '99. So
yeah,
neighborly.
Yeah,
neighborly. Yes.
Neighborly connections. But now a couple of gals. I know Michelle, you're up on the east side still.
We are. Hoagland. We're almost to Kanata. We're almost to Canada on the border, yes.
That's strategic, I'm sure.
Actually, Thunder Bay is so close. So we've been going up to Thunder Bay a little bit and meeting some of the musicians up there and just having a blast hanging out because it's not even, it's just over an hour away. So.
Sure.
Closer than Duluth.
By far.
And friendlier. Yeah.
They're so nice. Well, the people we've met are so nice. I'm sure Canada has a few grumpy people.
Never, not Canada.
I don't think so. I remember a couple shows back, I had an author about Canadian citizenship and the whole how to become a Canadian. And part of the highlight there was just how nice everyone is and polite and
But there's a dark underbelly to that.
That's Quebec.
Oh.
Quebec.
That was the chapter on Quebec.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It is not all that good.
All right. So, a special Roadhouse show from North Country Fair. A really exclusive performance here. Well, we've got them all together. We better keep the good tunes going.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to do a little gospel tune here.
A nod to Good Friday.
Apropos for this weekend.
In my Father's arms I'll be. In this world left on my soul, I'll be healed and I'll be whole. Sun and moon will be replaced with the light of Jesus' face. And I will not be ashamed, for my Savior knows my name. It don't matter, will you bury me? I'll be home and I'll be free. It don't matter where I lay. All my tears be washed away. Thank you.
North Country Fair. What was the name of that song?
That was called All My Tears by Julie Miller.
Very nice.
Of Buddy and Julie Miller fame.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I still haven't heard that shaker, though.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
It's coming up.
Oh, grand good.
Finale. It is coming up if we get to that song. There was just one I was going to use that with, too.
Oh, let's hear that again. Nice.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Got a great little sound to it.
Yeah, and you
really
don't
can
need.
Do things
yeah,
with it.
And what kind of amp do you play that through then? Or
my microphone right in front of my mouth here. Mm.
Simple. The simple things. Simple instruments, simple sounds, but really match with that pedal steel guitar.
Yeah, that's
it's
beautiful,
just about
isn't
perfect.
It?
Yeah. It's that.
What would they do without me?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Those be poor Brenda.
They'd have someone humming.
I just can't fit in the door anymore.
Yeah.
Do you play in other bands, Brenda? Do you have other gigs?
Yes, I play with the Shaky Ground down at the tavern, Gunflint Tavern.
Okay.
That's a lot of fun. That's really how I got started playing with people because I was pretty shy.
I can't say I know Shaky Ground. Is that a Bob Lumetri group? I'm just guessing.
It sure is.
The Common Ground.
The one and only, Bob from the county.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Cherry and Susan.
Pike Lake Bob.
That's
well known. Pike Lake Bob.
Any band with ground in it.
Yeah.
It's the house band down at the tavern.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun down there too.
Excellent. I'll have to check that out. And so it's North Country Fair for now, though. I'm loving this sound. We've got, I think, time for a couple more, gals. Yeah, what's up next?
Well, they sometimes let me sing a song or two.
We might want to point out that we've had an instrument switch here. So.
Yes, that's true. I am now on the guitar, myself being Maria, and Michelle is now on the mandolin. So.
And we tune because we care.
We do.
Yeah.
Mostly for your ears. We care about your ears.
There we go.
Ready, Freddie?
Good to go.
All right.
All right.
Here we go.
Make me a poster of an old rodeo. go.
Yay.
Yay.
Nice.
Angel from Montgomery.
Yay.
I know that one. Is that John Prine?
John Prine. Bonnie Raitt. Famous.
Solid.
I think they did a version of it together, which is pretty cool.
Lovely. Lovely. And Maria Nicolay, you've got an album out.
I do. Yes, I do indeed. It's called Through the Ashes. I made it about 2 years ago now, about 2.5 years ago. But yeah.
I remember when it broke. It was a big thing. You know, Will Moore was excited. I think you guys did a scenic route.
Yep, we did. We did a CD release. I never really toured it because I was
made left it, for Ireland.
I left for Ireland. I made it right before I moved there for 2 years. So
and made it. She literally means made it. She did everything on that album.
Yeah,
wrote the songs, produced it,
engineered
it, everything.
Mastered it. Yep. Which I don't recommend. Because you
not inside of 3 weeks anyway.
Definitely not inside. I had about 5 weeks. I had plenty of time.
She lives in this little loft above our garage, so we'd see her come in with like sweatpants and her hair was all bedraggled.
You don't have to tell people that.
You don't have to tell people. Shaking with like coffee. I need coffee.
We used to say in the studio like training that I got that you get Pro Tools eyes, which I think happens whenever you work on a computer for longer than 8 hours. Your eyes just start to go a little crazy. So that happened a lot. But also there's like this self-critique that happens because as an engineer, you want the vocalist to be really perfect and not make any mistakes. And as a vocalist, you're supposed to be free and not think about anything. So like as I'm singing, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, that's a terrible vocal line. You're going to have to fix that later in post. And then talking to myself.
Fix it in the mix.
Yeah. So it was not a pleasant experience. But I'm glad I did it and it was a good experience. But I'd love to work with an engineer the next time around.
And it's a great CD. If nobody has heard it, go get it. I think you can get it at
White Pine Joint Company. You can find it on bandcamp.com as well if you want to download it.
Shamelessly hawking Maria's album.
I'm appreciating it. This is great.
That's what this is about. Yeah. That's right. And maybe next time, don't leave. You know,
I know.
Yep.
I mean, it's just a little tip.
Yep.
For, you know, hawking your.
It's called love. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's tough. Yeah.
Yeah, but I should. I it's funny because I was thinking about touring it now, but I'm like, no, it's been 2 years. You can't do that. So I'll just make another one and try that one out.
There you go. That's my plan. She's written a lot of songs. So
it's got a pretty awesome photograph on it too.
That's true. The Benson duo, Scott and Brenda Benson, did all the photography.
Actually, Scott Benson.
Yeah. Well, you were there.
That's right.
You were
there. I was there having fun.
Yeah, it was good. So it was great. But
should we finish up with "I'm So Lonesome"?
It looks. We got like time for one more.
That's it. That's right.
Okay. All right, let's do
Close
one more.
Close it out.
No shaker. Yeah. That's okay.
Oh, but I'm glad we got to hear that shaker when we did.
Yeah.
North Country Fair.
Hear that lonesome whimpering. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight rain is wide and low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Well, I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The
Yay! Look at that. Right at 6 right o'clock, at six. You guys wow. are pros.
All right.
Indeed. North Country Fair, thank you so much for joining us here at the Roadhouse. Brenda Benson,
so fun.
Georgine Dubbington, Maria Nicolay, and Michelle Miller. Thank you, gals.
Thank you very much.
Happy Easter to everyone out there.
Thank you.